Studying women in politics helps us understand the past and how to improve the future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Laura Albright, assistant professor of political science at the University of Indianapolis, examines the life of a former female governor and shows us how far we still have to go.
As part of my research looking at women in American politics, I've recently examined the political life of Lurleen Wallace, who was elected governor of Alabama in 1966 after her husband, former governor George Wallace, could not run for re-election because of term limits. George persuaded Lurleen to run, and she became Alabama's first woman governor, even though she was battling cancer. Education and healthcare were strong interests of Lurleen Wallace, and she campaigned on them. While she also emphasized segregation in schools, to her credit, she was very influential in mental health issues. She was the first governor to tour the mental hospital in Tuscaloosa, where she saw decrepit conditions. Saying she refused to have other people's children treated in this way, she led a reevaluation of mental health in Alabama and brought more awareness and resources to the issue. No other governor in the state had done that. She lost her battle with cancer in 1968 after serving in office just 478 days and remains the only female governor of the United States to have died in office. While her medical records revealed that it was clear she was not going to survive her illness, every press release and speech George Wallace made at the time emphasized that she was improving and almost back to full health. Lurleen Wallace was not told about the cancer when the doctors learned of it because, as was the customary practice at the time, the doctors informed a woman's husband of her health and let him choose whether to tell her about it. She found out about the cancer only when a mutual friend accidentally revealed that this diagnosis was not her first, but rather a likely recurrence. George had informed his staff, but not his own wife, the most politically powerful woman in the state. Studying women in politics offers insights on some of our nation's growth and remaining challenges. By recognizing our history, both the good and the bad, we can appreciate how far we have come and can be inspired to improve and progress even further.
That was Laura Albright of the University of Indianapolis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.